ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد In continuation of our book Shabbat Sunnah by Al-Imam Al-Muzani rahimahullah would read the chapter about Iman today inshaAllah Al-Iman Many times a brother will say his Iman has gone down What does it mean? And sometimes a person will see somebody who does something that he finds too good, he'll say, ah, these are people of Iman. We say this often, especially when the life of the companions, radiallahu anhum, are told for us. We say they are people of Iman. What do we mean? Say they were able to do what they did because of their own Iman. What does it mean? What does that statement mean? How do we have high level of Iman? And many times we read the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam that Jibreel came and met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was with the rest of the companions. And he asked him, أخبرني عن الإسلام عن الإيمان. What does that Iman mean? Because in that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him something. Said, Al-Iman أن تؤمن بالله. Al-Iman أن تؤمن بالله. Iman is that you should have Iman in something. So you see Iman coming twice. Iman is in the question. Iman is in the answer. What then does the Iman in the question mean? And what does the Iman in the answer mean? If we are asked, what are the pillars of Iman? Say, Al-Imanu Billahi. Al-Imanu Billahi. That first Al-Imanu we say, what does it mean? Because Billahi is an item of Iman. In English they say belief in Allah. So what does belief mean? Al-Iman Billah. If you want to start asking, what should we believe about Allah? You see about Allah. But what does belief mean? This is the question, this is the matter we want to address today. And you will see that it is very, very fundamental vis-a-vis our being Muslim. We must understand what does Iman mean. Al-Iman bil yawm al-akhir, believing in the day of Qiyamah. What does belief mean? What will we have to do to have belief? Belief in the day of Qiyamah. In Allah, in Qadr, in this belief, what does it mean? So Al-Imam Al-Muzani said, Rahimahullah, says, وَالْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ مَعْتِقَادِهِ بِالْجَنَانِ بِالْجَنَانِ مَعْتِقَادِهِ بِالْجَنَانِ قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ والأركان وهما سيان ونظامان وقرنان لا نفرق بينهما لا إيمان إلا بعمل ولا عمل إلا بإيمان مصطفى سيد رحمه الله والإيمان قول وعمل مع اعتقاده بالجنان قول باللسان وعمل بالجوارح والأركان، وهما تبيان ونظامان وقرينان لا نفرق بينهما، لا إيمان إلا بعمل ولا عمل إلا بإيمان. الإمام المزني سيد رحمه الله: والإيمان قول وعمل، والإيمان قول وعمل. You should have expected him to say والإيمان إيمان بالله وملائكته، but that is not what he is addressing. If we say somebody has faith in Allah, so now we are addressing the meaning of faith. If somebody believes in Qadr, what he wants to address is the meaning of belief. What does it mean for a person to have believed something? The same thing, kufr. Kufr is belief. People believe in kufr. That guy says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Man yakfur bi-tawgut, a person who disbelieves in any other thing that people worship besides Allah. Wa yu'min billah. And then he has iman in Allah. So we have iman in Allah, and we have kufur in tawgut. In Ankabut, Allah turned it around. He turned it around. He was mentioning al-iman bi-tawgut, al-iman bil-kufr. So, what does iman mean? What is it that when a person does it, he's already believing in that thing? And that belief can be kufr, it can be iman. So the Imam said, rahimahullah, that wal iman qawlun wa amalun. He said, iman is speech wa amalun and action. Speech and action. Qawlun wa amalun. Iman is speech and action. The ulama say qawlun has two forms and amalun has three forms. Qawlun, al-qawlu bil-qalb, yani qawlul qalb wal-lisan. That is qawlun. الإيمان قول، يعني القول بالقلب وباللسان. The first aspect of iman is قول. Speech. Speech of what? القول بالقلب. What the heart affirms. وباللسان. What the tongue says. So if somebody must be accepted to have had iman, his heart, you know, says billahi kuf, his heart must affirm, say, accept. But we rightly use the word affirm, because affirm is greater in meaning than accept. Accepting is al-tasdiq, but affirming is al-iqrar. When you affirm a thing, you accept that it is true, and then you believe it. But when you accept it, you may just accept that it is true. It does not go beyond that. Affirming is deeper in meaning than accepting. That is why at-tasdiq is lesser in meaning than al-iqrar. Al-iqrar is the meaning of iman in its linguistic sense. But let's not go to these technicalities. Imam says, rahimahullah, al-iman qawlun wa amalun. We say this qawlun is qawlul qalb wal lisan, meaning that a person must affirm in his heart those things that are arkanul iman. You must affirm it in your heart. This is the meaning of qawlun bil qalb. Your heart must affirm it. If a person claims to have iman, he says it with his tongue. We are talking about qawlun now. The calling has two forms. Al-qawl bil-qalb wa bil-lisan. The call of the heart that is affirming with the heart and saying with the tongue. The two must follow. If somebody has iman billah, he must affirm belief in Allah inside his heart, and then he must say with his mouth that he believes in Allah. So if a person says he believes in Allah with his mouth, but his heart does not affirm it, it is not iman. If a person says he believes with his heart, but he does not say it with his tongue, it is not iman. So what Yoruba say that okeni ni gbagbo eni is kufur. It is not iman. Iman must be in the heart and it must be pronounced with the tongue. Iman must be in the heart and it must be pronounced with the tongue. If it is pronounced with the tongue and it is absent from the heart, it is not iman. If it is absent from the tongue while the heart affirms it, it is not also iman. It must be in the heart. The heart must affirm it, must accept it to be true and believe it. It must be ingrained in it. And then this thing that is ingrained in the heart, the tongue must say it out. So iman, faith, is not restricted to the heart alone, to the mind alone. It must be pronounced by the tongue along with what we have in the heart. The munafiqun came to the Prophet Muhammad. Allah told us, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ فَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ When the hypocrites come to you, قَالُوا They say with their mouth, إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ This statement is iman بالرسول. Cool? إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ يعني وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ Not just that, إِنَّكَ بِأَقَامِكَ لَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَشْهَدُ Ulama say it has three tawkidat, three particles of emphasis. نَشْهَدُ one, إِنَّكَ two, لَا رَسُولُ Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ Allah knows that you, Muhammad, you are his messenger. But, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ With their tawqidat, he returned it to them. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ Allah also testifies that certainly the hypocrites are surely liars. They don't believe in the Prophet Muhammad. But they said it in their mouth. Why? Because what they said in their mouth is not in their heart. In their heart, they don't believe in Muhammad. But in their mouth, they believe in him. Meaning that to say I believe is not sufficient. That belief must also be where? In the heart. A person who says with his mouth that he believes, while his heart is empty of belief, is claiming the belief of munafiqun. That's why Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ يَقُولُ They say with their mouth, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ What did he say? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ Look at this, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ This bar emphasizes that the heart is empty of iman. So it's not sufficient to say, I believe. It's not sufficient. What about your heart? Does your mind say what you say with your heart, with your mouth? If you say with your mouth, What is not in your heart, you have not seen. May Allah protect us. So to say with the mouth while the heart is empty of iman is the way of the munafiqun. The other way around. Some people believe in their heart, but they don't ever say with their mouth. This is what Yoruba says. Okay, that is your iman, all of it ends in your heart. It's kufr. It's kufr. That's the iman of Fir'aun. Fir'aun knew in his heart that Musa has come with the truth. Still, Allah declared him a kafir and punished him for the whole world to see. Musa alayhi salam said to us, Allah reported in the Quran. Says, قال لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر. Musa said to Fir'aun. He says, ولقد آتينا موسى تسع آيات بينات. Allah gave signs to Musa alayhi salam to show to Fir'aun. But Fir'aun rejected. These are the things that Musa was saying, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ you Fir'aun. And you know, مَا أَنْزَلَ هَؤُلَى nobody has given me this sign. إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ except the Lord of the heavens and the earth. بَصَائِرْ your knowledge of it is certain. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَسْبُورًا but what I think is that you are doomed to suffer. It's like you will suffer. Because you know the truth. Fir'aun knew in his heart, but in his mouth he was rejecting the truth. So any person who says his own iman ends in his heart, he does not need to say he is talking like the iman of who? Fir'aun. And that iman is not accepted. It is still kufr. And that was why he needed to say when he became drowned, he now said it. But it was late. The time. So, al-imanu qawlun. Qawlul qalb wa qawlun minni. The Prophet's uncle, alayhi salatu wa salam, Abu Talib, the father of Ali ibn Abi Talib, he loved the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, in his heart. Not only that, he knew that the Prophet came with the haqq. Al-Imam ibn Kathir rahimahullah and after him Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar and after him people like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Nasr and people like Sheikh Salih Fawzan al-Fawzan, they mention what Abu Talib used to say about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu. Abu Talib will say, لَقَدْ أَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا لَقَدْ أَلِمْتُ I know certainly, Abu Talib says, لَقَدْ أَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ عليه الصلاة والسلام مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا I know certainly that this religion of Muhammad min khair adyan al-bariyah deen is the best religion for mankind. Abu Talib, he says, lawla al-malamah, if not that they would be abusing me, aw hizaru masabati, or I am afraid of people cursing me, la ra'aytani samhan bidhaka mubayyinan, you would have seen me honorably announcing that. What will he announce? That the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khairu adiyani lil bariyah. But he never announced it. So for him to announce it, the Prophet was telling him alayhi salatu wasallam, pull, you see now, it's in his heart. So he was saying, pull. If he had not said la ilaha illallah with his tongue, that one in his heart is useless. Some people will deceive themselves and shaitan deceive them. They say, I believe in my heart, and they don't pray. I believe in my heart, they don't make adhkar. We are coming to that. It is not sufficient. It is not iman. Yourself and Abu Talib, you are the same. Yourself and Fir'aun, you are the same. May Allah protect us. Iman must be in the heart. La ilaha illallah. This is the summary of iman. Muhammadun Rasulullah must be in your heart, and you must say it with your tongue. If a person comes and says, I want to accept Islam, we say, okay, since in his heart he has liked Islam, he wants to accept Islam, so he should go. Will we say that? What will we say? We say to pronounce La ilaha illallah. Without pronouncement of La ilaha illallah, iman is invalid. So we must announce iman. So, al-imanu qawlun wa amalun ko. Qawlun is what? Al-qawlu bil-qalb wal-qawlu bil-lisan. So all those arkan al-iman, al-imanu bil-yawm al-akhir, believe in the day of Qiyamah, meaning that it must be established in your heart that there is a day of Qiyamah, and you must be saying it that there is a day of Qiyamah. Al-iman bil-qadr, you must believe afar in your heart that there is qadr, and your tongue must be doing what? Must be saying it that there is qadr. And all those arkan al-iman, that is the meaning of al-imanu billah. Al-Iman bil Yawm al-Akhir, Al-Iman bil Malaika. In your heart must not have any doubt. Because when you doubt, doubt in itself is kufr. What the way it should be affirmed in your heart, it should be affirmed in such a way that it does not accept what? Doubt. Because it says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Innama al-Mu'minun. الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لا يرتاب لم يرتاب. They believe in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, and they never doubt iman. They don't come, doubt doesn't come. Is it true? Is it not true? It will spoil your iman. So الإيمان قول. The قول there means what? القول باللسان وبالقلب. So what you believe in your heart must be the same as what you believe, what you say in your mouth. Yorubas do this a lot. They will say to you, ah, you are a nice guy, but what they have in their heart is different. It's part of the aspect of nifaq that is remaining in the people. Nifaq. There are still remnants of, like he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, remnants of jahiliyyah. Is still remaining in the people. So you see them, what they say with their mouth. You see somebody is an imam in a masjid, and he also belongs to a secret cult. La imana lahu. That is where his heart is. The day somebody comes to the masjid to say, La ma'abuda bihaqin illallah, there is no person who has the right to be worshipped except Allah. He will hear, but inside his mind he will say, you this boy, you know sabi anything. It is kufr. There is no difference between him and Munafiqun. They say, Yaqul, when the Munafiqun pray with the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, they were praying, making every kind of things the Muslims are making. They will go out on jihad, sometimes they will fight, sometimes they will come out and say, oh, we are going back home. Inna buyutana awratu. We want to go and protect our house because it is exposed to danger. Allah says, wa ma hiya bi awra. He be like them. On the spot, Allah said they are liars. So their houses are not exposed. In yuriduna illa firara. What they want to do is that they want to run away from the battle. And weaken the weak Muslims. Munafiqun. So the iman, the way the munafiqun believe is that their hearts are empty. When they go for jihad, they give the problem excuses. Shagalatna amwaluna wa ahluna fastaghfir lana. They come to the Messenger alayhi salam. Oh Prophet, don't be an editor. We were just busy with work, office work, kaza kaza. I'm selling market, I'm selling something in the market, my store, my farm. Shagalatina amwaluna. These were the things that kept us busy. Wa'aluna, my wife was pregnant, my son, my daughter. Fastaghfir lana. So ask Allah to forgive us. Allah said, ya liar too. Because يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم What they are saying, Pastor Phil Lana, ask Allah to forgive us. They are not really asking, looking for forgiveness from Allah. They are just saying it in their mouth. Inside their heart, they don't have anything to ask for forgiveness from Allah. So there is no iman, there are munafiqun. There are many examples like this in the Quran. The point is, iman must be established in the heart, and the tongue must do what it must say. This is the meaning of qawlun. Al-imanu qawlun. What does it mean? Qawlun, yani qawlul qalb wa qawlun bil lisan. If it is not, there are no iman. One cannot do without the other. Then he said, wa amalun. Qawlun wa amalun. So ulama say amalun has three forms. Amalun, three forms. Amalul qalb, amalul lisan, wa amalul jawarih wal arkan. Amalul qalb. Amal means action. Al-Iman qawlun, iman is speech, wa amalun, and what? Action. Speech, we have understood it. The speech of the heart, that is the heart affirmation, wal qawl bil lisan, the tongue saying it. Amalun, the action of the heart. So you may wonder, so the heart performs action, yes. The heart has action that it performs. والعمل باللسان وماذا والعمل بالجوارح والأركان. So when the heart affirms لا إله إلا الله, that is قول. When it now begins to like Allah, that is amal now. When the heart affirms iman billah, that is qawl. When the heart now begins to like Allah, mahabbatullah, it becomes what? Amal. When it begins to like the Prophet Muhammad, it becomes what? Amalul qalb. When the heart begins to feel the need, that he needs Allah's assistance, this action of the mind is amal. It is not qawl. So the heart does two things. Al-qawl wal-amal. The heart says. The heart has speeches. And the heart also acts. When we make tawakkul, tawakkul is min a'mal al-qalbiyah. At-tawbah, someone wants to repent. His heart will feel sorry for his past deeds. And the messenger, and the hadith is Hassan. The messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that an-nadamatu tawba. An-nadamatu tawba. The main thing, the most fundamental thing about repentance is what? An-nadama, regret. Hi! I'm the one who did this kind of thing. When the mind is regretting like this in the process of seeking repentance, it is doing what? It is doing action. When you make dua, Rabbi, la tadarni farda, or Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasana, Allahumma allimni ma yanfa'ni, wanfa'ni ma yanfa'uni, wanfa'ni bima allamtani. When you are doing this and your heart is connected that I am praying to Allah, this is action. But when the other time that it is saying that there is the day of Qiyamah, there is a qadar, there is malaika, that one is what? Qawl. So the heart has action. Well, because of time, we'll bring the evidence for the three in one single verse of the Quran, inshallah. The second aspect of al-amal is al-amal bin lisan. When the tongue is saying, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, amantu billah, and all these issues of iman, that is qawlun bil lisan. But al-amalu bil-lisan, it is when that heart is making zikr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If a person is not a Muslim, if he says subhanallah, it is not sufficient. Subhanallah is not the statement of tawheed. It's not over. He has to say la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Because with that, he puts aside everything people worship besides Allah, and he affirms Allah alone for worship. But when he says subhanallah, no, that is not the statement to enter into Islam. But when he says after la ilaha illallah or shahadat ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, he now becomes a Muslim, the rest of the actions that his tongue will be performing are statements of iman. Maybe when he's praying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if a kafir recites Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, even if he recites it better than the Imam of Mecca, he's not mu'min yet. He has to say la ilaha illallah to come into Islam. Then those ones are actions that you'll be performing after la ilaha illallah or shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. So that is al-amalu bil-lisan. From that also is as-sidq, min a'mal al-lisan, as-sidq, when you say the truth, it's min a'mal al-lisan. That's why when a kafir is saying the truth, the fact that a kafir is saying the truth does not have iman, it's not iman. He has to first say la ilaha illallah first. This is called bil-lisan. The one is now giving sidq, is being truthful, we now say amalun bil-lisan. I hope these points are clear. The third aspect is al-amalu bil-jawarih. They say jihad. The Messenger said alayhi salatu, وَإِذَا اسْتُنْفِرْتُمْ فَانْفِرُوا. When the ruler announces that the people should come out for jihad, ruler announces, اسْتُنْفِرْتُمْ. That is why it came بِنَاءً لِلْمَجْهُولِ. You don't just come out, say, oh, jihad. No! The ruler, the governor, the president will call you, come out. Says, فَانْفِرُوا, go out. When you go now for jihad, your body is the one performing the action of iman. So that is al-amalu bil-jawarih. So we say amal is amalun bil-qalbi wa amalun bil-lisan wa amalun bil-jawarih. Qawlun bil-qalbi wal-lisan wa amalun bil-qalbi wal-lisan wal-jawarih. So when you hear ulama say al-imanu qawlun wa amalun, that is what they mean. They mean qawlun bil-qalbi wal-lisan wa amalun bil-qalbi wal-lisan wal-jawarih. This is the meaning of iman. These five things must be there for a person to have iman. The dalil for that is Allah refers to salah as iman. And all these things are inside Salah. When he talks about Al-Qibla in Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Ulama say, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ صَلَاتَكُمْ. When Allah told you to change the Qibla, it was not that he wanted to use it to waste your Salatu. The salat you were performing facing Masjid al-Aqsa, it wasn't that Allah wanted to waste all those ones. So he said, okay, I threw all those ones away. Change it now to Kaaba. La. Ma kana Allahu liyudhi'a imanakum lakin salat. So Allah referred to salat as what? Iman. So when you now come into salat, you see these five things. Al-qawlu bil-qalbi. Wa mada? Wa lisan. Thumma al-amalu بالقلب واللسان والجوارح. You see it in Salah. So when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, says Allahu Akbar. His tongue has made al-qul. Before he starts the Salah, he has niyyah for that Salah. So that is amal al-qalb.
And then when he raises his hand, you see the actions, Bilijawari, Al-Amalu, Bilijawari, he raises his hand, he raises his head. So some people say, don't bother. Where you put your hand in salah does not matter. Whether you bow down like this, you close your leg, it doesn't matter. It is part of iman. So it matters. Because it will help increase your iman or bring down your iman. Iman is also in action. So let's not Yoruba say it again. Okeni di gbagbeni, it's a statement of kufur. Okeni, ataheni, atibubwareni, ni gbagbeni. So that they can get it properly. Cook. The iman of the individual must be in his heart. He must say it with his tongue and his actions. His limbs must not belie those two things. Like munafikun. When they say jihad, they say, oh, shagalatna amwaluna wa ahluna fastaghfirlana. We are busy with our money and our children. So beg Allah to forgive us. We can't come for jihad. It's contradicting what they say with their mouth. So when ulama say al-imanu qawlun wa amalun, this is what they mean. Another thing they quickly say is yazidu wa yankus. So you see now, when you do ma'zikir, what will happen to your iman? More what? When you consciously have ikhlas in all your actions, what does your heart do? Your iman is better. It increases. When you do more nawafil, more iman. When you do more tilawa, more iman. So the more your good deeds, the better your iman. The lesser your good deeds, the lesser your iman. We are coming to that in the next class. So now we can come back and explain the terminologies the imam used. Having known these five things. Qawlun, qawlul qalbi wal lisan. Wa amalun, amalul qalbi wal lisani wal jawari. So now let's come back to the imam's statement. It will be easy to understand. I will just go past this, inshallah. The imam said, rahimahullah, wal imanu qawlun wa amalun. We understand what it means. Wal imanu qawlun, ya'ni القول بالقلب والقول باللسان. Iman is speech. Speech with the heart and speech with the tongue. وعمل and action. Action with the heart, action with the tongue, and action with the rest of the limbs. ما اعتقاده بالجنان. He broke it down. قول وعمل. Speech and action. But that is including believing it with the heart. Because it's a qawl and amal, so that you don't think that the qawl and the amal is not including the heart. Once you say and act, it's enough, even if your heart does not believe it. So you say, oh, ma i'tiqadihi bil janan. I hope this point is clear now. It's qawlun wa amalun ma i'tiqadihi bil janan. He now explained for that. Qawlun bil lisani, we understand the meaning of al-qawlu bil lisan. You must say la ilaha illallah. You must say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Must. Otherwise the iman is incomplete. Wa amalun bil jawarhi wal arkan. And then our limbs, jawarhi, parts of the body, wal arkan, and the limbs. Arkan, limbs. Jawarhi, the parts of the body. From al-jarihati. So he says, "Qawlun bil lisan," the speech using the tongue to say "La ilaha illallah," wa amalun bil jawarih wal arkan, and the speech with what al-jawarih, the parts of the body, wal arkan, and the limbs. Wa huma al-qawl wal amal. As we have explained it, siyani wa nizamani wa qarinani. Wahuma siyani wa nizamani wa qarinani. It says, wahuma siyani. They are a pair of qawlun and amal. Regarding iman, you can't say, I say with my heart and I say with my tongue and that's over. I have it in my heart that Allah is one. And I say, is it not over? They carry about. It's not over. It's remaining al-amalu bil-qalbi wal-lisan wal-jawarih. So somebody who believes in his heart and says it but does not pray, he falls in this category. Say me, I won't pray, but I believe in Allah. And I'm saying it, look, I believe in Allah. And I believe that nobody deserves worship except Allah. Amma salat, zakat, sawm. Me, body, I'm Bangladesh. Me, I don't have anything to say. No salat, nothing. This iman is enough. We tell him, you don't have iman. Why? Huma siyani. Qawlun and amalun, they are what? Siyani. They are a pair. One is Nizamani. They are two significant, fundamentally important things. Nizamani. Wa qarinani. And they move together. A qarin moves with his qarin. Cool? That is as-sahib. Yushibu sahibahu. Fahuma siyani. They are both equivalent. One is Omani. Two significantly important things. Waqarinani. And they do what? They go together. So you can't say, oh no, we perform salah. But don't ask me the one in my heart and my tongue. That one is between me and Allah. It's not between you and Allah. This is the reason why it is not abused for us to say, Islam is not only physical look. Yes. Islam is not only physical look, but it is part of it. Don't forget, Al-Amalu Bil-Jawarih. Al-Amalu Bil-Jawarih. So if somebody is telling us about physical look, it's also talking about what? Iman. Don't say, you these people, all the time, we are talking about look. Yes, look is part of Iman. So as we talk about the heart, brother, tubu ila Allah jami'an ayyuhal mu'minun la'allakum tuflihun. Make repentance to Allah, O people. O you who claim to believe in Allah, repent unto Him. La'allakum tuflihun. So that you can succeed. Somebody can say, oh, what are you saying? That tawbah we are saying you should do, it has to do with the heart. To clean your heart. We clean our physical, our environment, is it not? So why don't you think you should clean your heart? Al-Imam Qatada ibn Di'am al-Sadusi, one of the early Muslims amongst the Tabi'un, one of the most popular students of Anas ibn Malik, he said, when they were young in Makkah, because he lived in Makkah, so when they were young in Makkah, they used to see Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. That part of it inside was still white. Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, which is implanted into one of the corners of the Kaaba, where we start tawaf. When you want to commence tawaf, you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. You start tawaf. Or you can say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar from the Prophet Muhammad. Bismillah from Umar ibn al-Khattab. So you can combine the two and you can use one of them. But you must not drop Allahu Akbar. Because that is the one that has come from the Prophet Muhammad. That black stone became black because of the sins of human beings. So Imam Qatada said, if sins of human beings can make a stone that was white to become black, what will it do to the heart of man? So it means the actions of the limbs, they have connection with the heart. And the actions of the heart, they also have connection with what? With the limbs. What you do with your body will affect your soul. What you do with your soul will affect your limbs. If a person wants to make zina, where does it start from? He starts thinking. It starts from the mind. He starts conceptualizing, thinking, and imagining nonsense. And Satan will be playing with his head. Then the limbs will implement. Likewise, what you do with your limbs, if you are a person that goes a lot in sajda for Allah, in your nawafil, Allah will increase your tawadu in your heart. Tawadu is another amalul qalb. That is humility. If you want to be humble, make more nawafil. When you are in your nawafil, in your sajda, stay long in sajda and ruku'at. This is why Allah will make your heart come down. Ulama say this a lot. Your mind, you find humility in it. Why? Because you are bringing the body down, so Allah will make the heart to follow the body. That's why when he said, وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, he connected the two. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا. When Allah told us about our parents, he says, فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ, don't tell them off. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, don't harass them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا, say to your parents, قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, noble statement. Oh, mama, ah, papa, ah, abu, ah, this noble. Now says, وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحٌ, say, low down your wings. Why did he say low down your wings? What did he connect it to? مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, the heart. So don't say, I low down. Some people will lie down to their parents and they can still slap the man. Yoruba, he say, lie down, dobale, it's dobale. He's beating him and he lies down. Does that mean that in his heart, he has rahmah for that person? So Allah says, mina rahmah, let your lowering your wings for them, let it be out of what? Mercy for them, kindness for them. What we are saying is, the actions of the limbs affect the what? The heart. And the actions of the heart affect the limbs. Let's come back to another issue. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said this in many hadith. He says, لَا تُسَوُّنَّ صُفُوفَكُمْ أَوْ لَيُخَلِّفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ وُجُوهِكُمْ, you'd better straighten your rows. تَصْوِيَةُ الصُّفُوفِ, you'd better done it straight or Allah will make you hate yourself. Hatred, where does it reside? In the heart. But what is going to be a consequence of that? Physical action. Do we understand this point? What your limbs do, they affect your heart. What you think and use your heart for, they affect your limbs. That's why the Imam says, قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَهُمَا سِيَّانِ, they are a pair. They don't get disconnected. One is Omani. And they are both significantly important. Very important. وَقَرِينَانِ, and they do what? They go hand in hand. So he explained this point further. Rahimahullah. It says, لا إيمان إلا بالعمل. You can't say you have Iman without any action. No sadaqah, no salat, no hajj, no fasting. But he has Iman and he's saying it. لا, this is not Iman. لا إيمان. There is no any kind of Iman in a heart. إلا بعمل. Except that that heart, that tongue, and the limbs must do what? They must carry out ibadah. Wala amala, likewise. Nobody should come and say he's praying, he's paying zakah, he's going for hajj, he's fasting, he's doing sadaqah. He's doing all of this and in his heart he does not believe that Muhammadun Rasulullah. He does not believe that La ilaha illallah. He does not believe in Qadr. I know somebody like that, perhaps we all know him here, very popular, one of the popular figures in this country today. He does not believe in Al-Qadr. When we were young with him, we argue these points every day. And it is affecting what he is doing now. Because he does not believe in Qadr. He said, don't tell me there is anything Qadr. Wallahi, it is affecting what he is doing today in this country. Fala imana. وَلَا عَمَلَ إِلَّا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Those actions, hajj, zakah, Ramadan, They are useless to that person, you know, unless he has iman in his heart of all the issues that a Muslim must believe. From that is that you must believe that the Sharia of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is the best thing for mankind. Not just that you say it with your heart, it must be affirmed in your with your mouth, it must be affirmed in your heart. You see, to be mu'min is work. It's a conscious effort. To be a mu'min, it's not something that they say that the mu'min himself are the mu'min. No. It's something we have to sit down to work on our iman. How is my mind? Do I really believe that Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salam? Do I have any form of doubt that Muhammad Rasulullah? Do I have any form of doubt that this Quran, Kalamullah? Do I have any doubt that Allah khaliqu kulli shay? Do I have any doubt that al-iman bil qadr is wajib upon me? And how is my mind regarding these things? It means the Muslim must not be busy away from these matters. He must sit down and make an account of himself. Because in the grave, some people will say iman with their heart here on the earth, but they will still be punished in the grave. There's hadith in Sahih Bukhari. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that some people will ask, man rabbuk, ma dinuka, man nabiyuka. He will say, sami'tu an-nasa yaquluna faqultuhu. I heard people saying it. I heard people saying it, so I said it, so he will be punished too. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be hit with a hammer. And this person will make a noise that all the creatures of Allah will hear, except mankind and jinn. That's why if you take beasts of burden to graveside, sometimes they find it difficult, they run away. Some of them, you see them sober, because Allah makes them to hear. He said, all the creatures will hear except mankind and the jinn. So it means our dabat will hear. Our daba will hear. They will hear punishment of the grave. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that were it not that I fear that you stop burying your dead ones, I would have begged Allah to make you see the punishment of the grave. Amongst those who will be punished in the grave are those who will do what? Yaqulun, sami'tu an-nasa yaqulun, faqultu. They will say, I heard people saying it. I heard people saying, la ilaha illallah. I heard people saying, Allahu Akbar. I heard that it is good to go to Hajj. So, me too, I go. Me too, I can't go now. So, don't make yourself be like that. Sit down and study your iman. Know where you are. Now that you have understood how you have to be, know where you are. It's like somebody who has high blood pressure. You see, the person will be studying himself, or will he not study? Or somebody that has diabetes, he'll be studying. Yesterday I ate something. Tomorrow he will reduce it. Next tomorrow he will add. The following day he will be adjusting himself consciously. That is how we have to be adjusting, increasing our iman, and running away from whatever will bring the iman to ruin. I hope these points are clear, bismillah. We'll stop here today. And we read the next paragraph in our next class. The next paragraph will have to do with how then do we improve that iman? Now that we have understood how the iman moves, where it should be, how it should be, what should be there, how do we now do about it? Al-iman qawlun wa amalun. Al-iman qawlun wa amalun. Iman qawlun bil qalbi wal lisan wa amalun. بالقلب واللسان والجوارح. الإمام ابن عبد البر بفواي الصف رحمه الله القرطبي. He said, أجمع أهل الفقه والحديث. The scholars of fiqh and hadith, they have a consensus. على أن الإيمان قول وعمل. أجمع أهل الفقه والحديث. على أن الإيمان قول وعمل the scholars of fiqh and hadith, they have a consensus that iman is what? Qawlun wa amal. Before him, al-imam al-awza'i rahimahullah Abdul Rahman al-awza'i, he said rahimahullah that kana man mada mimman salafa la yufarrikuna bayna al-iman wal-amal. Man mada mimman salaf la yufarrikuna bayna al-imani bayna al-imani wal-amal. Iman and action. Action is iman. Yani bayna al-qawl wal-amal. Al-qawl bil-lisan wal-qalb. Wal-amal bil-qalb wal-lisan wal-jawarih. I hope that these points are understood, inshallah. We'll stop here for today, bismillah. We'll continue from the next class. How do we improve our iman? Are all people, every individual, the same? Are we all the same in our iman? We'll respond to these matters, inshallah, in our next class. What is the origin of Islam? I don't know whether the person means by origin, linguistic word, or he means Islam as an entity. If you mean linguistic, Islam comes from istislam, submission. And in terms of its entity, Islam started right from the time Allah created Adam alayhi salam. Istaslama li Rabbi. He submitted to Allah. That is Islam. And all the Anbiya from Adam to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they are all Muslims. When they go away after their time, their people change their religion. Then Allah will send another prophet to go and renew the religion again, and a messenger. When that one goes, they change it again. Like the Jews. When Musa went away, they changed the religion. Allah says, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَاضِيهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. يُحَرِّفُونَ, they altered the message. وَنَسُوا, and they forgot some. They forgot some and altered deliberately some other. There are a lot of examples. Al-Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, if you read Al-Jami' al-Ahkam al-Qur'an, while he was explaining كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, yani the verse on Ramadan, this phrase لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the phrase on Ramadan, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, Al-Imam al-Qurtubi explained, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, it was written like that for those who came before us. So how did they handle it? How did their fast become 40? They say the fast length. How did it become 40? They explained it. They brought the hadith, very lengthy hadith, the hadith of Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. And then it ended in the fact that their fast, because Ramadan itself, that word comes from the word Ramad. And Ramad means the heat, the light heat that comes from the sun. When it penetrates the body, it paints the body some little cold, that is Ramad. It is from there that Ramadan came. It was said that usually the month Ramadan, that word, it used to come in that period. The period of some extent of heat. So, Banu Israel, the Jews, they felt uncomfortable with fasting when there was heat. So they decided to change the month from fasting in Ramadan to another month when there would be cold and comfort. So to pay for that change, they added the 10. That was how their fast became 40. Otherwise, that extra 10 on it, they think that they are paying. Because we changed the date now. So at least, look, we pay something now. So they gave additional 10, but Allah did not send them that. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. So what we are saying is, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَضِيهِ. They change the words of Allah from their right places. وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. And they forgot a lot of the messages that the messengers before came to give them as reminder. So if that is the origin, I hope that response has shed some light on the origin of Islam. Islam starts right from the time of creation. And it came with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody is saying, is the Prophet perfect? He is perfect, yes. Don't feel sad. We are in the issues of Iman now. Maybe this is what is making that person to have some doubt in his Iman. When you educate him, you help him clear that doubt, and his Iman becomes established. We are the ones that say that people should now begin, Onikaluku should begin to investigate his heart and check his Iman. Do a check and balance now, because before it becomes late. So if somebody has something that he thinks if it is responded to, it will help him balance his Iman, we should not have any problems with him. Okay? So he says, is the Prophet perfect? He is perfect in some things, and he's not perfect in some things. He is perfect in terms of the wahyu that he is giving, in terms of issues of revelation, in terms of the issues of the deen, he is perfect. Because in it all, he is under the guidance of Allah. Whenever he wants to make a mistake, because as a human being, he could want to make Allah will quickly guide him. No, don't do that. Because it has to do with religion. He cannot be left like that. But when the matters are on the issues of human being, because he's a human being, innama kul innama ana basharum mithlukum yuha ilayya. That is the difference. Ana basharum. He could have stopped there. But he did an emphasis. He said, mithlukum, like you. Innama ana bashar. I'm just a human being. Not just human being, like you. I sleep, I wake up, I marry, I get tired, I can be injured, I can die, and he died, alayhi salatu wasalam. He rides, he sleeps, he wakes up, he drinks, he is thirsty, he is hungry, he feels conjugal relations with his wife, he falls sick, he has malaria, he has headache, like any other human being. But you are ilayhi. He receives revelation. So in revelation, there is no error. But in his bashariyah as a human being, he could err, alayhi salam. I hope this point is clear. Some people used to abuse the Muslims. Some people abuse the Muslims. If you say they used to, it means they were abusing us before, but today they are not abusing us again. So don't say used to when you mean a present continuous. Some people abuse the Muslims. Or some people are abusing the Muslims. Or some people would abuse the Muslims. Some people used to. No. Some people abuse the Muslims that they are something. Or they are Boko Haram and some things resemble that. Sir. What do we say to them? Won't they say this to us, sir? If someone comes to you and say, you that you are speaking Yoruba, you are an Ijo man, what will you say? Even if you speak Ijo, what will you say to him? Say, look here, I'm not Ijo man. I'm a Yoruba man. Somebody comes here and say, oh, Utaz, you are from England. Say, no, Yoruba man. No matter we are speaking Turenchi now. What we are saying is people make accusations. That somebody accuses you of a thing does not mean that you are that thing. That somebody accuses you of a thing does not mean that you are that thing. Yesterday I was reading in the U.S. in the last 1 month, between May and now, over 40 pastors have been arrested for what's it called? It starts with a P. Pedophilia. Over 40 pastors have been arrested in the U.S. between May and now for pedophilia. Pedophilia is, alhamdulillah, a grown-up man picks a child, boy, and has evil with him. It's called pedophilia. So, is that Christianity? Can we Muslims begin to say, oh, you Christians, you are pedophiles? Should we say that? No. We shouldn't say that. And we will never say that because we are sensible people. And our own religion teaches us to be sensible and fair with people. So it is when people don't want to be fair and sensible with us, they ascribe us to what we are not. That is itself stupidity from their own angle. Yes, it's being stupid. So when they say, excuse me, you look like Boko Haram, I say, you are stupid. It's because you are stupid. That's why you tell me that rubbish. If you are not stupid, you will not say that to me. Because if you see Boko Haram, can you stand there? You will run away. May Allah protect us. We read a lot of things in the papers. Even sometimes they say security, when they see them, they run away. Oh, you've not heard that one before? May Allah protect us. Nevertheless, your enemy likes to anger you. Your enemy likes to... So you are the one, you become. When you become angered and disturbed, and then you become angry, he has succeeded or she has succeeded. They know that you are not. They know that you are not. They know that you are not. But they just want to insult you. So don't make them feel successful. Just hear it and ignore it. May Allah protect us. If a person kills a person during the jihad, is that person a kafir? I don't know what this question means. If there's a valid government declared jihad against a people, maybe non-Muslim, Christians, Jews, the government declares and say, okay, now, in an Islamic setup, this is what we are going to do. If a non-Muslim kills a Muslim, is a non-Muslim, being a non-Muslim is worse than killing. Being a kafir is a worse sin than killing somebody. So he's just adding salt to his wound. May Allah protect us. But if what this person means is killing a Muslim, if a Muslim kills a Muslim in that kind of a well-established and legalized jihad, if a Muslim mistakenly kills another Muslim, as was the case with the father of Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, al-Yaman, his father, was mistakenly killed, I think during the Battle of Uhud. One of the Muslims saw him. He did not know that he was a Muslim. As he drew the arrow to shoot it, Huzaifa was shouting, he is my father, he is my father, he is my father. Before the person heard and turned, the arrow touched him and he died on the spot. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he drew Huzaifa, he held him to himself. Alayhi salatu. Forgive him. He said, I forgive him. That was how he became Sahibu Sirri Rasul alayhi salam. The Prophet drew him and started telling him his secret. Because that is evidence that Iman is in his heart. Somebody mistake his father. So when you call Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, you should say radiallahu anhuma. Because he's mu'min, his father was a mu'min. So if that happens, you can seek for forgiveness. The Prophet dragged Huzaifa, was patting him. Forgive him. Forgive. It means he has a large heart. Those are the kind of hearts that can keep secrets. So he told him all the names of all the munafiqun and many other secrets. He told Huzaifa because he has a large heart, a forgiving heart. Radiallahu anhuma, Huzaifa and his father. So it can happen mistakenly in a jihad. That's what we are talking about. So, but if a non-Muslim, a kafir, kills a Muslim, what about he becomes a Muslim tomorrow? Will Allah forgive him for having killed a Muslim before? We say, yes, Allah will forgive him. It happened. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah laughed at two slaves. One of them was a kafir. He killed the Muslim in a battle. The Muslim became a shaheed, a martyr. He now became a Muslim, and he too was killed in a battle. So he too became a martyr. So Allah laughs at him, and the first person that he killed, Allah laughs. See the two of you now. So, a kafir who kills a Muslim in a battle, when he becomes a Muslim, he will be forgiven. The same way, a kafir who pushes a Muslim out of Islam, if he becomes a Muslim, it will be forgiven. Even if that first person dies as a kafir. The uncle of the Prophet Abu Talib, we talked about. There were three people on the day the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was telling him, accept Iman. Kul la ilaha illallah kalimatun uhaju biha laka indallahi yawm al-qiyamah. Say la ilaha illallah. That is a statement with which I will help you plead before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. He had three people who were telling him, don't accept. One of them was Abu Lahab, the one Allah caused. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin. One of them was Abu Lahab. The other two accepted Islam and died inside Islam. And they were the ones telling Abu Talib not to accept. Don't accept, oh. Don't accept, oh. But they later accepted Islam and came into Islam. So when somebody tells you, like Shaitan will do, Kamasali Shaitan, إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ. Don't let somebody push you out of Islam. You begin to say, oh, I didn't know. That person can become mu'min tomorrow and you are on your own on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. And I know somebody like that. Last year we were in a Hajj together. A boy and the mother. The two of them, the mother was a Christian. The father wanted to marry the mother as a Christian, so the father became a Christian. The boy was born into Christianity. When the father died, this woman who was a Christian, for whose sake this man died, became a Christian and died inside Christianity. The woman accepted Islam. With the boy that they gave birth to inside Islam. That boy is in a polytechnic inside Christianity. That boy is in a polytechnic now. He will soon finish an OND. The two of them came for Hajj last year. When that woman heard about Kufur, when he talked about Kufur Tawhid, she started crying. He said, why say my husband? It was because of me he left Islam. He entered Islam, he entered Christianity and died in Christianity. Look at we inside Islam now. Men, be careful. If you lose your iman because of woman, you regret. Likewise, women. If you lose Islam because of one guy telling you and deceiving you that he likes you, on the day of Qiyamah, you know that he's your worst enemy. May Allah protect us. What are the signs of Iman in the people of Iman? What are the signs of Iman with the people of Iman? We cannot answer this question until we have finished our next class. It's too inclusive. But from it is that there is no worship that will be difficult for them. There will be no ibadah that will be difficult for them. To perform upon the sunnah, no ibadah will be difficult for them. Qiyamul layl will be easy. Qiraatul Quran, tilawa will be easy. Learning will be easy. Ibadah will be easy for them. Because that heart has become a heart that is ready to listen. Sami'na wa'ata'na. When a heart becomes a heart of sami'na wa'ata'na, everything will be easy for him. And the people will be wondering, how are you able to do it? For me, it's easy. If they say, we want to sweep the mosque, 8:30, you see by 8 o'clock. He has swept it before the rest of you come. We want to contribute money, he will go behind. How much is it? He's paying it before the rest of you pay. That was how Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, his heart never hesitated to do any good deed. We mention one hadith and move forward. One day, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam for salatu subhi was asking, who amongst you is fasting today? Everybody kept quiet. Ibn Siddiq, Ibn Abi Kuhafa, Abdullah ibn Uthman, it is of me, Ya Rasulallah. Who has done sadaqah for today? It is of me, Ya Rasulallah. Who has made janaza today? Subhi, salat. He has made. Radiallahu anhu. And the Messenger said, alayhi salam, whoever has these three things combined in him, one day will enter al-Jannah. Aw kama qala alayhi salam. What we are saying is, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, there is no good deed. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu salam, that al-Jannah has doors that are designated. The door of the fasting people, the door of the people who perform salah properly, the door of the people who go for jihad, the door of, that's why the door of the fasting people is called what? Ar-Rayyan. He, radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, was asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it not possible for one person to enter through all the doors? The Prophet said, it is possible, and I think you will enter through any of the doors. Anyone. You, Abu Bakr, is from the symbols of Iman. Deeds will be easy for you. When they say bring money for, they want to do something, he's not thinking. Make I give, what? Make I no give. That's why he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, ma nafa'ani malu Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. There is no money that was beneficial to me like the money of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He was billionaire when the Prophet came with Islam. He spent all the money in the cause of Allah. The day he died, he was left with jufna, plate. And at that time, he was Khalifa. Plate. He had transferred, he had done Western, you know, transfer. He transferred all the money to Akhirah. Who is sensible? He transferred all to the place where he would spend it forever. He transferred all. So when he left this world, he didn't have any problems. And his children would not be fighting. Now my papa get one house. My mama get one land. He didn't have that problem. He left them in peace and went. He meet all inside Al-Jannah. So from the symbols of Iman is, Ibadah will be easy for you. Your heart would have been so easy, so malleable, ductile, and every instruction of Allah, the heart is ready to adjust to it. May Allah grant us Iman and make us from the people of Iman. It's a very wonderful question. Can a Muslim civil servant apply for or accept such an offer from the government, Hajj sponsorship? If somebody sponsors me for Hajj, go. In the early times, people used to sponsor people to go for Hajj. Right from the times of the companions down, people paid for people's Hajj. We give an example, Al-Imam Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah Ibn Mubarak, when he's going for Hajj, he gathers all the people in their city, like Oshun now. Let one of our rich people say, oh, all of you going for Hajj, gather your, come on the day, they say tomorrow is your flight. Come with all your money, everything. He will collect all their money from them. He will lock it in his safe and keep it in his house. He will now give them money from his own pocket that they will spend from Baghdad to Medina. When they get to Medina, he will give them money again to buy what they want in Medina. When they go to Makkah, he give them money again to buy what they want in Medina, in Makkah. And before they left their home, he gave them what to keep for their family. When they return, he will now give them all those their money that they had gathered for themselves. Take your own, take your own, take your own, take your own, take your own. And after that, a month or so after the Hajj, he will now give them money to renovate their houses. Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He was stupendously rich, and at the same time, he was one of the greatest scholars of Islam. So he sponsored people for Hajj. And I know somebody like that too. May Allah protect him. When we are at Arafah, he will just sleep like this. This person I say about. At least 25 people per year. He will just sleep at Arafah, he will just sleep like this. Somebody wake him. Stand up, stand up. He will say, hey, make I pray. All these people, they are praying for me. So what do I want? What do I want? This one, the one they will be doing is enough. Let me relax. There is no Arafah, he does not sleep. He has been like that since the last 10 years that I know him. At least we've gone consecutively. 10 years. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Let each and every one of us compete for good deeds. If you can't sponsor people for her, there are other things you can do, little things. All those money you are gathering, you want to build 5 houses in Oshogbo before you die. Look for people who want something, who have something to eat, they want to look for something to drink, give them. That is when you will be sensible. And that is what will be more profiting for you. That is a real investment, Gonga. تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. May Allah protect us from the punishment of the fire. Damages awarded by court of law. Is it allowed for Muslims if they are actually entitled to it? It is allowed. Doctor. What is Islamic stand on business promo? Some business promo leads to raffle draw. I think the person even asking the question, it appears that he knows the answer already. Promo, come and buy toothpaste. Come and buy toothpaste. If it ends at that, this our toothpaste is good. And they say only what the toothpaste does. What it does not do, they don't say. But these days in advertisement, people will tell you what they are not doing or what their product does not do. This one is prohibited in Islam because it is deception. You are deceiving your buyer to buy your product. Otherwise, for you to invite people to buy what you are selling, there is nothing wrong, inshallah. Raffle draw, we know it is more of gambling. The rulings of gambling will apply to it. I think something is happening to this. Is it permissible to make adhan before the time of salah? No. For instance, Isha at 8:10, can the adhan be made before 8 p.m.? No. You cannot make adhan before the time for that salah. Because the meaning of adhan for a salah is al-i'lamu bil-waqt. You want to tell the people that the time has reached. So why will you be telling the people the time has reached and the time has not reached? Like somebody calling adhan now for Salatul Maghrib. Guru, it's not reached. The sun has not set. So it is more like a deception. Don't deceive the people. When the time for the salah reaches, make the adhan for this. For people to come because the time of salah has reached. That is the meaning of adhan. Iqama, the time to start the salah has reached. Adhan, the time for salah has reached, come to the mosque. Iqama, the time to commence the salah has reached. That's why in Iqama they will say, Qad qamat as-salah. The salah is already been established to come. It is Yoruba tradition to bend while greeting the elderly ones. Is this against Islam? Yes. Somebody met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah, if I meet my brother, should I bow down to him? He said, no. Should I shake him? He said, yes. So the Prophet has prohibited bowing down to people. Is it allowed to buy credit in advance from MTN or Glo or anybody? It is also from the aspect of riba, because if you buy 80 naira recharge card, they will take 100 naira from you. Every borrowing that involves repaying much more than you borrowed is riba, no matter how the disguise is. This is riba in disguise. It is one of the signs of the last hour. Riba will be on almost everything you want to do, there is riba in it. May Allah protect us. I think it is sufficient for us to stop here, inshallah, for today. You want to ask a question? And you too. Allah. Okay, we'll give a number so that we don't have to come back again today. 1, 2, 3, 4. Alhamdulillah, 4. Okay, 5, 8, 12, 5. Okay, 6. But let's be hasty with it, fast with it. Yes, we start with you. Alaykum salam. One of the things that is difficult to resolve most is a confusion that is popular. A confusion, and it's, you can find it. Usually difficult to resolve. So one of the first things you do for the brother is to pray for him, that Allah should guide him. The second thing, this is why scholars warn us not to read some books. I tell people, many times people will call you and say, so person, when the pastor said one thing, what should I do? Say, don't ask me, ask somebody else. Don't bring me into that. There are books we should not read. There are audios we must not be listening to. Because the virus you will get from it, it may be more than the immunodeficiency, such that you may not be able to stop it. If it says something that you didn't know very well, but it appears as if what he's saying is correct, and it appears as if what he's saying is not correct, that is the beginning of confusion for you. May Allah protect us. One of the scholars wrote a book, Kutubun Hazzara Minha Al-Ulama, books that the scholars warn us not to read. Don't think that he started talking about Sheikh Bumbazo. He went from the time of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un. The books that people were writing and they were warning that don't read, don't read, don't read, don't read, because when you read it, you run into problems. So if you don't have sufficient knowledge, unfortunately, we are in the world of internet now. Everybody wants to read everything. You see some people say, I'm old enough to know the truth for myself. I say, you are a liar. You are not old enough to know the truth. The truth, falsehood may be packaged in the package of truth, and you think that falsehood too is the truth. He mentioned Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq and Aisha. If Allah loves the Prophet Muhammad, these are amongst the, if not the two closest human beings to the Prophet Muhammad. The two closest human beings to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, Aisha his wife, and who? Abu Bakr and her father. If Allah loves the Prophet Muhammad, and Allah loves the Prophet Muhammad, will he make the closest people to him his enemies? Do we understand? He will not. And he has not. So, it will only indicate the level of misguidance that the person has gone to when he begins to abuse people, as we, the brother mentioned. So the second solution to it is, if he can be dissuaded from reading books that will lead him astray. I know somebody like that. Allah has guided him back to Islam.
In his own case, it is books of mysticism that he was reading. Mysticism. He became confused. At a point in time, he stopped praying. In the past, we had the likes of Jaham ibn Safwan of Samarkandi, the one that the Firqa al-Jahmiyya is ascribed to. His name is Jaham. How did he start his deviation? Reading books. He started reading the books of Jews and Christian philosophers. Not even Jews. Jewish and Christian philosophers. And in one of his trips to them in India, they were asking him, does anything exist that cannot be seen or heard or felt with any of the senses? Do we understand? They want to lay the foundation to kill him. If you cannot see something, you cannot sense it, you can't touch it, you cannot hear it, does that thing exist? He said that thing does not exist. They said, so Allah does not exist because you can't see him, you can't touch him, you can't hear him, you can't feel him. He was confused for 40 days. Jaham ibn Safwan was not performing salat at all. What I'm saying now, if you read Sharhu, Aqidat al-Wasiti, Aqidat al-Tahawiyya, by Al-Imam ibn Abi Izz al-Hanafi, towards the end of it, you see this narration, very lengthy narration in it. For 40 days he stopped praying. When he started to pray, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, but it does not have a form. It is just in our mind. Just believe that there is Allah and there is Allah. Allah does not have an essence. That was the beginning of the Ta'til al-Sifat. He's rejecting the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I'm saying is, when you read books, you are not supposed to read thinking that you are intelligent. Or you begin to listen to people that you should not listen to. And evil can creep into your heart that you may not be able to disgust. That is, you may not be able to dislodge. And then you begin to have problems with your religion. Protect your iman. Even our skin, our body, we protect it from viruses and germs, is it not? So why not the heart? Protect your heart from viruses. In fact, I will encourage you to stop talking to him. If you must be talking to him, you must be reading books that discuss the invalidity of Shiism. You understand what I mean? If you must be talking to him, you must be reading the books that will help you to counteract what he says, so that he does not pollute people, because misguidance is a virus. It spreads faster than the Ebola. May Allah protect us from it. Alaykum salam. Is it possible that someone bears a Muslim name and is not a Muslim? Yes. If you go to places like Lebanon, you may even see somebody whose name is Abdullah and is not a Muslim. Number three, alaykum salam. You say what? Going by the statement of Al-Imam al-Muzani, naam. There you go. Yes, in the absence, he's saying, the Imam says, Al-Imanu qawlun wa amalun, wa huma siyani, wa nizamani, wa qarinani. That is the meaning of what he's saying. If you have a bird flying, if you clip one of its wings, what will happen to the bird? It is as if it does not have any wing at all. So that is the meaning of siyani, wa nizamani, wa qarinani, like shahadatan. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. And what? Shahadatu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Wahuma siyani wa nizamani wa qarinani. Okay.
Somebody believes in Allah on all the articles of Iman, but he will never do any action. And he does not deny those actions. Does he have Iman? He does not deny it. Does he have Iman? There's hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. And there are also the ahadith of Shafa'ah, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will remove some people from the Jahannam himself. He will overlook their deeds. And he will remove them from Al-Jannah. The reason why they are different, these groups of people are different, is because he accepts that there are deeds. That is the problem area. He affirms that he should do the deeds. Zakah is obligatory on him. Salah is obligatory on him. People like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen still believe that people like these are kuffar. But there are some others amongst the scholars who will say, because he does not deny the action, he believes that he should do the action. Maybe he's just lazy, out of laziness, or out of determination, is it? Out of what? Out of laziness, he determines that he will not sleep. That is determination, is the kufur. You see, the matter is so technical. That determination is not because of personal weakness. Pray, oh, please, I will pray. Sincerely, he wants to pray, but he can't pray. May Allah protect us. He has money to pay zakah, but the day of zakah, he will say, oh, all this money? Let me put it back in the business. And that's why the money will go again. Hajj. Say, please, start. How much are they going for Hajj? Now, somebody like you, 1.5 million. 1.5 million? Say, yes. He has billions in his account. I know people like that. 1.5 million? Say, yes. Ha! 1.5 million. So it becomes, Shaitan makes it become big in his eyes. But he wants to do it. But those who determine and say, me, Salat, no. Zakat, no. I'm not saying. He is determined against it. That determination is an affirmation in his heart against those deeds. It makes us understand that it's a determination against action. So he has claimed one of his wings, the wing of Amal. But if it is out of laziness, weakness, after love, but out of determination, I will not do. That is why even the scholars who say that a person who leaves Salat out of laziness or all these excuses, when they say that he is not kufur, they still say that if the Sultan tells him, we will kill you, I say, okay, kill me. He said, that means that he is determined never to perform the Salat. That is determination is his akida. So it means he's being killed now as a kafir. But if they say, we will kill you for not, that is, he's sentenced to death in an Islamic state for not performing Salah. And he says, please don't kill me, they leave him. But still, he does not pray. The sentence will still be implemented, is it not? It will still be executed. So such a person will still be executed as a Muslim. But he will be having that death penalty as a penalty for his not praying. Do we get that point? That area is a very thin line that you brought us to. May Allah make us understand better than it was explained. Now, Shaitan is what?
it does not mean that the iman is faulty. As he's saying that, did he not say that to Adam alayhi salam? He said that to Adam. He will say that to everybody. When you have that in your heart, you say, Aman tu billah. Or you say, Raditu billahi rabba. When you say that, you send him away. Or when you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, he will run away. Because shaitan wants many people to join his bandwagon. Innama yuridu shaitan. And you care about lakum al-adawa. Aw, innama, inna shaitana lakum aduun, fattakhizuhu aduwa. Innama yad'u hizbahu, liyakunu min ashabi sa'i. He wants people to go with him. So you come now. That's why he will say, idh qala lil insan ikfur. Shaitan say, disbelieve, Joe. What is this? Al-al-al-al, you are shaitan. I believe this thing. Shaitan is saying that. When he says that, say, a'udhu billahi. من الشيطان الرجيم. That's what he says. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله من إنه هو السميع العليم أو سميع البصير سميع العليم سميع البصير that is فصيلات سميع البصير أو سميع العليم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. I hope the question is clear. Now, alayhi salam, the last question, Abi. We didn't give you a number. Did we give you? No. We gave HOS. Insurance policy. Especially, when your employers make it compulsory, the Muslims can say we don't want. Insurance involves cheat. And it makes you begin to depend on the money that they will give to you. If they say, be paying 20 naira as your whatever, at the end of the day, if anything happens, we return the money to you. If nothing happens, you pay us for keeping the money. And then we return the rest of your money to you. There is no problem. So we pay them for keeping the money for us. Like we pay bank charges. It's allowed to pay bank charges in the Sharia. Because they're helping you to keep your money. If the insurance company does this, they keep the person's money. They are collecting 200 naira from him per month, and they collect a year's money. So if after the year, nothing happens to the man, he didn't die, his car did not get burnt, his house did not get burnt, they didn't steal him, or any of whatever he has insured, at the end of the 12 months, they say, that's your money, we collected, this is your money, but pay off for having kept the money for you, so that you could use it when you need it. It would have been allowed. But they do different things. Insurance companies do a lot of things. They collect money. In fact, even those who have problems, when they want to claim money, they have problems claiming the money. So it has riba in it. It has uncertainty because part of the insurance policy is if what you need is like 10 naira, they may even give you up to 12 naira and things like this. It involves more than what you have given them, I mean. If you have given them 12 naira and you need to repair what got spoiled for 15 naira, part of insurance policy is that they must give you 15 naira because you insured what you lost, not necessarily your money. That is riba from it. Because you gave them 12 naira and they are giving you back 15 naira. So insurance has very many frailties in it that does not make it conform to the rules of the Sharia. But he's mentioned the lacuna, I would say, is giving us a restrictive. What if your employer now compels you? If it's an employer that you can influence to change the rule regarding you, then you should influence him to change. There are areas where they give you options. So when they give you an option of not insuring, then don't insure. So
So when they compel you, you can say, no, I don't want, pay me my salary complete. You can write a letter to head of service. I don't want to be insured. Pay me my salary complete by the end of every month. Allah is my own insurance. And wallahi, Allah is our insurance. So, Allahu alam. The last question, alhamdulillah. It is one of the signs of iman. Somebody does an evil deed. That person now regrets and then repents from the evil deed. Anytime he remembers or she remembers that evil deed, he is feeling pain. Hi. Sorry for myself. Look at this. Look at that. This is one of the symbols of iman. There are companions like that. One of them was Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. He was the Amir of the Muslims for about 30 years. When he leaps on the minbar on the day of Jummah, he falls down, he faints. Do you understand what I mean? Like CNC, during the military parade, because one of their most important activities, go, he falls down unconscious. When he was asked, what makes you fall down unconscious? He said, before I accepted Islam, we were amongst those who killed some of the Muslims that were persecuted in the early days of Islam in Mecca. So one of them, as we were killing him, he said, oh Allah, take care of their number. He said, and I was there. He said, so anytime I remember that, he said, Allah, take care of their number, where will I enter? Because that time, iman had now entered his heart. He knows the meaning of Allah, take care of their number. That time, he didn't know the meaning. But when he became a Muslim, he knew the meaning of somebody tells you, Allah will take care of you. So, it is from the symbols of iman. Because you know the meaning when they say, Allah will take care of you. May Allah not take care of us. In that sense. Because it means Allah should punish you. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. May Allah forgive us. We'll stop here, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ameen wa